So, our guest this morning, a Grammy Award winner, 3 Brit nominations.
Oh.
6 UK number one singles, 12 million singles sold worldwide, 2.5 billion Spotify streams. A number one album, I Cry When I Laugh, sold 1 million copies. Albums just don't do that anymore. And with 6 platinum singles, that makes this lady the most number one singles for any British female ever record holder, Jess Glynn.
Woo-hoo!
Wow, blimey.
Wow, what an introduction.
And we're out of time. Thank you, Jess. That's great.
See you later.
Mic drop, she's out.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that was just amazing. How does it sound like to you hearing all that and thinking, I've achieved all that, that's me?
I'm like, who is that?
She sounds like, good.
Just like really amazing to hear all of those achievements, yeah. Because you forget, don't you? You just get on with your life and then obviously you don't really think about it in depth. And then when it's kind of read out to you like that, I suppose it kind of puts you back in your seat a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your secret, do you think, to all that success?
I think you just got to work. You can't stop. And I guess like that is the key. And also you've got to have a little bit of talent, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, just a little.
Just a smidge. Now, the obvious question after all those statistics is, how's your donkey?
Oh my God, did we have a chat about my donkey?
No, we've been doing some research and we found out that you had a donkey.
My auntie once got me a donkey so, for my birthday.
This is incredible. What an original
she's a
gift
joker.
Though, I like it. Are you a fan
she's
of donkeys
like,
or?
No, like she's obsessed with animals.
Have you had a chance to enjoy the donkey at all?
I don't have it anymore, I don't think.
Oh, no, what a shame.
She's like being looked after in a sanctuary. She's all good.
Good. Yeah. What's her name? Can you remember?
Yeah. Do you know what?
Wow.
She's doing all right.
She's doing all right.
But apart from that, I suppose we should really find out about the new song. Tell us all about it.
So the new song is called I'll Be There. For me, it's really sentimental and it means a lot because my friend that I wrote it with, you know, we're quite close and what have you. And last year we were both going through some ups and downs and she was going through a really hard time. And we had this moment and I took everyone away last year just for a week. All the people that I love working with and writing with and stuff. And we went to this house in the country and I came down and they'd kind of started the idea based on our concept that of the stuff that we'd been through. And I listened to it and it had the, like, I'll be there for you kind of sentiment and the lyric and what have you. And I just burst into tears, you know. I was just like, oh, my God, is that what I think it is? Is that? And she was like, yeah. She was like, thank you. And it was just a moment and I can't explain it. I don't know if I can explain it or justify it, but I have so many people in my life that are so important that, you know, go through a lot. And it's so nice that you can give them a little something just to put a smile on their face.
Are you a Star Wars fan? Is that
oh,
why
yeah.
you put it
May
on?
The May the Fourth be with you.
Do you know, it's really funny, right? We were all having a little planning meeting, having a chat, and then, like, my mate, we were all just sitting there, and she was like, hey, we're going out May the Fourth. May the Fourth be with you. And then I was like,
you
and, like,
have no idea.
And, everyone, and like,
that.
Other people, like, my manager, they got it, and I was like, huh. I was like, yeah. And she was like, Star Wars or... I've never, ever seen a Star Wars.
Oh, oh, you're swearing, Jess, in front of Gary saying
did I swear?
That. He's no, the biggest it's, fan. It's, no, it's, I mean
oh,
saying
sorry,
you've never
sorry.
Seen
right, right.
Star Wars.
I've
oh.
never seen... I'm not against it. I just never have watched it.
Right, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Is it amazing?
It's okay. He's not going to fall out with you, over it, I promise.
How many are there?
Well, can still
three?
Be
no,
there's
is
like,
it trilogy?
There's like nine. There's like nine or right. ten now.
Is there really?
Does Darth Vader mean anything to you?
Yeah, the plastic head.
Right.
Is that
this
the one?
This is great because no, this is like my conversations no, with Gary all the time, is, Jess. Thank you.
This is where in the interview we move on. Plastic head. I'm like, Jess, she came on. She talked about plastic head Darth Vader.
What is it then? Sorry, I'm so time. Sorry.
It's
is he right. a baddie?
If he, look, he was trying. Oh, I don't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, well, let's move on, Jess, to when you came to Kent last
oh,
year.
God. Sorry,
maybe
yeah.
let's move on to that. So you were headlining the Sunset Sessions at Dreamland. Did you go on the rides, Jess, when you were here?
Oh, my God, I had so much fun there. I did.
Did you? Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I had
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Did you go on the big wheel?
Didn't go on the big wheel.
No, you didn't go on the big wheel.
Went on a roller coaster.
Oh, good.
That really old one.
The scenic yes. railway.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh,
that was quite
work.
Scary.
Yeah.
Went on the bumper cars like at least 3 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone got annoyed because there was a group of us and obviously we had to perform. They kind of like stopped the queue, made everyone wait. And all me and my team went on and I felt so bad.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't get on the bumper cars because Jess Glyn on it. She swanned in there. I couldn't butt no one for 15 minutes.
Yeah, they were not happy because it was raining as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And we've also found out, Jess, that you've got a Blue Peter badge.
Oh,
so,
man.
One, how did you get it? And two, have you used it to get in for free anywhere?
And three, I have no idea where it is.
No!
Don't tell me you've lost your Grammy as well.
My Grammy is standing loud and proud.
Where do you have it?
I've got like a, what are them console tables?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got like a little gap and it's within the gap.
Oh, that is cool.
Built in Grammy.
That's swanky, I like
built
that.
Built in.
Built in Grammy, that's what
not
you want.
Not in my toilet.
No.
Everyone always says that.
Not
what
in the downstairs loo, that's what they
Why
always
do
say.
People do that?
I don't know. Do you polish it?
Yeah, I get someone in every week to just give it a little wipe down. Can
wipe my Grammy, it's the new quiz show. Playing Celebrity Say It this Friday morning. It is the one and only Jess Glyn. Let's play. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Laura's
I'm
describing.
Gonna win.
You've got Ollie Murs. He is like the red line.
He's
you've
the
got
bottom,
across.
Bless him. He's only got nine.
All right.
Okay, here goes the Glyn with a game of Say It.
If I get less than nine, it means I'm still a winner. Just saying.
Yeah, no. Oh,
of course.
In our eyes.
That,
obviously.
That goes without saying.
Let's do this. She's stalling for time. She's doing some practicing. Okay, here we go.
Say It. Okay, it's a pet you have that goes meow. Not a dog, the other one, yes. Game show, Noel Edmonds hosts it with the boxes.
Deal or no deal?
Yes, it's what you listen to your music on. It's what we're on in the mornings.
Radio.
Yes, it's a Disney film about Elsa and Anna and it's really cold.
Frozen.
Yes, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe, what are they?
Teletubbies.
Yes, it's a colour. She's also a singer. It's like a girl's colour.
Pink.
Yes, it's what you eat your food at, the dining something. Comes
dining
with chairs.
Table.
Yes, table. 007, who is he?
He's what do you mean, James Bond?
Yeah, James Bond. James Bond. It's what you have to put in a lock to open it. You've got them for your house. Yes. It's what you would light, not a lighter. It's like an old-fashioned version. Yes. They make really famous boxes. The waistband shows up on the men. And
Calvin Klein.
Yes. It's a plant that you get in the desert that's really spiky.
Cactus.
Yes. It's Homer and Marge and Bart and Lisa.
Simpsons.
All, yes. Jail. It's another word for jail if you've been naughty.
Prison.
Yes. It's a bird with a red breast that you have in the Christmas. It comes
around. Oh, I don't know.
It hangs out with Batman.
No!
Robin!
It was Robin, but we were out of time.
Oh, I got more than nine.
Robbed it. Oh. You're feeling confident and you've gone better than Ollie Murs. Let's see with the count
back. Who's
now
got the most? I just need to know.
Anton Dubek.
Now, you've been on Strictly as a performer.
How many has he got left?
He got 300. 16.
16. That's crazy score. That was a crazy fluke. Nine. Is, you know, that's a good score, Ollie Murs, at the bottom there. Let's
see. Done.
Let's see how you got
Let's
on.
Go.
14, it puts you level with Mr. Maker, Raxu, Callum Scott, and Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud.
14! Wow. One of the best scores we've ever had on Say It.
Very good.
Scored
Great.
By Jess Glyn.
Woohoo!
The song I'll Be There is out today. Rush to your computer terminal to download it right now. Jess Glyn. Continue good luck. May your
it's
very shortly seven UK number ones and continue
thank you so
smashing
much.
It. Jess Glyn,
Jess
everybody!
Glyn.
Hey, thank you guys.